The crisis in Iraq is also tightly intertwined with the conflict next door in Syria. The militant group ISIS is active on both fronts, and a big worry here in the U.S. and in Europe is that young men from Western countries could go to Syria to join ISIS, then return as terrorists. Many have gone already. About 500 British citizens have gone to fight in Syria over the last 3 years. Shaima Khalil, with our partners at the BBC, went to the city of Coventry in England to investigate the case of three boys who went to Syria together in February. One of them has tweeted that he's now with ISIS. Shaima, tell us why these boys went in the first place.
There are several reasons, but, you know, in the past few months, we've been seeing a growing phenomenon of young boys from the West trying to go to Syria to fight for a cause, to help the Syrian people. They see these images on television. They see the West, the United States, the UK, and the rest of the international community not really doing enough to change the situation on the ground. They see refugees, the number of refugees rising. And all of this, unfortunately, is a tragic reality, but it's also very, very good recruiting material. Groups like ISIS use this on social media to say, come and help, you know, come and help your Syrian brothers and sisters. Many people say that young men like these three boys feel that they have a cause, that they're doing something good for the Syrian community and generally for the Muslim community. And I think that is a starting point.
Right. So these kids are from Coventry. Where are their parents from? Where did they come from before they came to the UK?
Two of them are of Afghan origin, and these are the two fathers we spoke to. And one of them, the one that you referred to his tweet, he is of Kurdish origin. I mean, you can imagine, it was very, very heartfelt and quite emotional speaking to them, really. But you do get a sense of utter grief and worry, but also, in a way, frustration. One of the fathers, Ali Kalandar's father, his name is Rahim, he said, look, I came from a war-torn country. I came to the UK from Afghanistan with my 8 children to avoid extremism, to avoid violence. And here I am losing one of my sons to this, to extremism. And he said, I came here for a better life for my children, for better education for my children. And I couldn't get to where I wanted because of what happened to my son. For them, it's not just a news story. This is their life story. You know, on many points in the interview, they would say, our life has just been turned upside down. Both dads would say, the mothers would just cry endlessly for their sons, and our lives are just not the same. And so on one hand, I felt that they were torn. They did want to get the message across, but they were also quite afraid of the consequences because they weren't sure how this was going to go down, maybe with their sons if they watched this, or with the extremists if they watched this as well.
I mean, you talked about tracking down these boys. I mean, if the big concern in the UK, in the US, in the West is to protect the homeland, are the families worried what might happen to their sons?
I think they are. And this was a point that they made quite strongly, actually, because they said, look, we're going to speak to you and we're going to identify our sons, but we need you to understand and we need the government to understand that we want them back safely. We understand that they were brainwashed, that the father was said. And so we want the authorities to basically bring them back and bring them back safely. In other words, they were appealing for the authorities not to prosecute these sons. But again, this was a very interesting point in the interview where I asked Ali's dad, Rahim, I said, are you worried what might happen to your son? And he said, look, anything can happen. He could be killed. He could kill an innocent person, or he can come back here and cause trouble. I don't know. He said, I simply don't know. And I think this uncertainty is what's eating at these families at the moment. And one big uncertainty is, if these boys come back, what will happen to them?
The BBC's Shaima Khalil, thanks very much for telling us about this. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Marco.